great that the school what's going through right now, a lot of wins, volleyball, football, you love that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we always hate distractions, but, you know, this is a good distraction for, you know, for our kids. And you know, just talking with some parents asking if it's okay if the boys go, and, you know, absolutely, you know, go down and support the girls. And I mean, it's important to celebrate what those girls have accomplished and what they've been through and you know, where they've taken this program.
So on my way to Seward, we're doing the Bison game. I'm listening to Mark your game. It kind of took a little while against McCool Junction a little bit. That team played for a half, but in that first half, they played you tooth and nail, didn't they?
Yeah, they came out and had a bunch of energy and you know, played hard and did some really good things early on and forced us into some mistakes and, you know, and it hurt us. And, you know, two turnovers right away and the offense giving up 6 points doesn't help anything. And you know, hats off to the kids. They did a great job responding and not, you know, panicking and, you know, just kind of staying to it. And then we rattled off 52 unanswered points and, you know, defense played great all day long. And it just took us a little bit to kind of get our, you know, offensive footing going and kind of settle in. But, yeah, kids responded well, and it was a good challenge. It was good to see a team come out and, you know, get after us first and then how we responded to that.
They had some good offensive people. I know the quarterback, we talked about them a little bit, not a bad athlete. They had all around some good athletes in that team.
Yeah, not you know, bunch of numbers on that team, but, you know, very quality, you know, especially in that top six group. You know, those kids would start, you know, probably for just about every program in the state. You know, a lot of them would. The McDonald kid would start anywhere. You know, he's an outstanding athlete and was even better in person to watch. Just some of the things he can do and the way he moves and just, you know, a lot of savvy with that kid and, you know, really impressed. And, you know, their OC, Coach Yates, did a good job and had some good stuff for us, for, you know, against our scheme. And like I said, we did a good job keeping everything in front, you know, forcing them to go length of the field. We didn't give up, you know, any big plays on the defensive side and, you know, got ourselves in a good down and distance situations and then capitalized on that.
Thayer Central comes to town, Coach, for a Friday game. They win their game, or Plainview, sorry. Plainview comes to town. They beat Thayer Central 51-22. You've got some film on that. Plainview pretty good. 9-1. Obviously, they've got a good all-around team, don't they?
Yeah, and so does Thayer Central. you know, so kind of watching that game, you know, everybody always asks, "Oh, who'd you rather play?" And really, there's no good answer. I mean, both are outstanding programs, and you know, well coached. And then you watch what Plainview did to a really good Thayer Central team. Yeah, they're scary. They can do a lot. You know, they've rushed for 1,600 as a team and thrown for just over 2,000. So they can hurt you both ways. And they will. If you're letting them run the football, they're going to run the football. If you can't defend the pass, then they're going to sit there in the pocket and they're going to throw and get the ball out quick and throw some screens. And, you know, Coach Schmidt does a great job. Got to coach with him or coach against him, get to know him when I coached in the Sertoma All-Star game. You know, great X and O guy, great quarterback coach, and you can see just how his quarterbacks are developed. So, you know, we got a tough one in front of us. You know, we believe we can beat every team in the state. We just have to show up and play fundamental and play sound and be disciplined in what we do.
Gage Walton, their quarterback, does a lot. I mean, 26 touchdowns this year. They're leading rusher. So, again, facing a pretty good quarterback that likes to have the ball in his hands a lot.
Yeah, and he started the year quarterback and then got hurt and then played another kid and then ended up going with a freshman. So the freshman kid, the Martins kid, has been taking most of the snaps the last third of the season. And again, tremendous. I mean, he can spin the ball. He gets the ball out of his hands quick. He's not great running the football, but can. You know, he doesn't want to run first. He wants to sit and throw. And, you know, kid's got a big arm, makes really good decisions. And he said Coach Smith's going to have him prepared and know what to do. And then, you know, Walton, they move him around. He's an outstanding athlete. You know, when you just watch him play offensively, he looks a lot like Ethan Latta for us. And they kind of do the same thing with him. They'll put him a quarterback, and he can throw. He runs a lot better than he throws, but yeah, he's a dangerous player, and they got playmakers all around and pretty good O-line in front of him.
And the Martin kid's only, a freshman? So he must be pretty special.
Yeah, he's a good-looking freshman. He's probably 6'1", 160, 170 pounds or so. yeah, throws a good football, makes good decisions. You know, like I said, if we can get, and this goes for any quarterback in the state, you know, most of the time, if you can get pressure on him and force him into some bad throws or you know, early throws, we can capitalize. I think our DBs do a good job of getting to the ball. So if we can cause him some problems up front, I think on the back end, we can do some good things.
Well, you kind of predicted this with Plainview coming to town. How about the other side of the bracket with Sandy Creek and Bridgeport? Bridgeport's the team, you know. Sandy Creek, great program itself, which you think is probably Sandy Creek's probably on paper, probably the favorite in that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's going to pick Sandy Creek. Mm-hmm. You know, they got confidence and again, just what they've done the last few years. And you know, it just kind of depends on what Bridgeport you're going to see. I know they've been turning the ball over the last couple games and started kind of slow, and you can't. At this point, if you start slow, you're in trouble. You know, same with us. If we start slow, you know, against Plainview, we're going to be in trouble, and it's going to be tough to dig yourself out of that hole. But, you know, Bridgeport's just scary enough. They got enough size, enough speed, and the Weber kid is, you know, it's one of those, if he decides to take a game over, he can cause you problems. And so, yeah, I mean, you're not going to be surprised if any of the, you know, in any of the four games, you know, who the winner is. You know, anybody can get beat by anybody at this point.